when you think that your experience of the divine somehow is on par with Scripture and is authoritative in helping you understand who God is and what He's done, then at that point, whether you admit it or not, you've made yourself into a prophet. Because you're receiving communication directly from God. Now the only question that needs to be answered is whether or not you are a true prophet or a false prophet. And only Scripture can decide that, and these folks woefully are very light in their understanding of Scripture.